Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Patrick Harris.
Look, Daniel, I do what I want.
Danny Meringue.
That is smelling your own farts.
Easy there. These are great pipes.
I'm not going to say agree to disagree, but I really don't like you right now.
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, two down, one to go. Send you over to Ducks Insider with Joey Mack from 1 to 2, The Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson from 2 to 3, and then it's prime time, 3 to 7 to take you all the way home, finishing up 13 hours of live, continuous, local, regional sports talk radio. If you missed in the previous hours, you can always check that wherever you get your podcasts. 503-864-6326 is the fan text line. Also, the YouTube chats are there as well. We're getting chiming in from a lot of people about Switzerland being amazing. And it's great wine, great gelato. The cheapest part of Switzerland is the Italian part. Lugano is awesome.
It's good to be there.
It's good to be there.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'd like to go. I also want to go to Austria and see some castles.
I always tell people, especially if you're younger, if you have an opportunity to travel abroad, study abroad, do whatever, go. It doesn't get easier as you get older.
No.
Go.
No. Body hates life.
Go. Travel, see the world, get out of this country, let your mind kind of go see, let just experience the rest of the world and just how different everything is, because how you look at the world will change drastically. Drastically, yep. When you see the rest of the world.
Like the Parisians. Wonderful people.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
The Oregon Ducks take down the Iowa Hawkeyes 18-16 in a game that was very entertaining despite being low scoring and crappy weather. I found myself glued to the television. We talked a lot about this in the 10 o'clock hour. If you want to go back and check some of that out, go for it. But, you know, I want to kind of circle back on something you said last week, Danny, about if Oregon goes in and can play Iowa style of football and win, this will tell me a lot about the Oregon Ducks. And I think that's where they are going forward. I think they have one more test. I think they have one more test on their schedule in this conversation. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously they have one more test. We know I'm talking about the USC game. Mm-hmm. But I think they have one more test to show me if they really are a complete team, at least on the defensive side. Yep. I got a lot of questions still on the offensive side that are going to short itself out at some point because they're going to have to air it out at some point. But if this defense can beat USC with how USC plays, mm-hmm. then it will have beaten a USC defense that airs it out, an Iowa ugly, mm-hmm. an Indiana punch you in the face, mm-hmm. and that would set them up in a good spot heading into a college football playoff.
Yeah, because that's the thing is,
I think they have to beat SC though. If they lose to SC, I don't know if a two loss Big Ten team's getting in.
No, they're getting,
I'm being honest.
No, they're getting in.
Even if they lose to SC,
yes. Let's play this out real quick. If SC wins out and they are a two-loss team, and Oregon has one more loss and it's against SC, and let's say it's relatively close, within 10. As long as it's not a blowout, which I don't think that's even remotely close to happening. But let's say USC wins by 8 or 9, right? And they're both two-loss teams. And you have Ohio State, Indiana. Either one of those teams is going to probably be a one-loss team. And the loss is going to come in the Big Ten title game.
Mm-hmm.
All four of those teams are going.
Yeah?
Yeah. All four of those teams are going. Because Oregon's losses at that point in time will be to the likely number two team in the country in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Or
if
Indiana beats Ohio State in the Big Ten title game, Indiana's going to number one.
If they're
undefeated and they beat Ohio State in the Big Ten title game,
they'll be the one seed.
Indiana will be number one. So your losses will have been to number one Indiana. Now you would have had both would have been at home, which is not great, but it's not going to kill you. You would have lost to number one Indiana, and if USC runs the rest of the table and goes 10-2, they're going to finish inside the top 10.
Yeah,
they're going to be 8, 9, 10.
My only concern is because the college football playoff already doesn't think much of Oregon.
They are certainly looking at them with an eyebrow raised.
Mm-hmm.
I think what the Iowa game showed us is that they are the supersized version of Iowa.
Kind of.
They're a really good defense. They can really run the ball.
And the offensive line, despite being new, brand new, quote unquote, is a pretty good offensive line.
It's pretty damn good. They, you know, obviously they got blown up by Indiana, but, mm-hmm. you know, that's...
A lot of people are.
You know, that's what Indiana's doing. Sig is having one of the, as Dave Bartu said, one of the best coaching seasons of his lifetime.
He was so funny. We'll get to Indiana next, but he was so funny in that game.
Well, apropos of nothing, over the weekend, I saw Nicole Auerbach was at that game,
mm-hmm.
and she showed the spread of cookies in the press box, and they had one of them. It was shaped and looked like an open box of Marlboro-styled cigarettes, and it said Signetti on the box.
Love it. Absolutely love
that
it.
That is so perfect. But yeah, no, I mean, you look at that, all four of those teams would go. But Oregon is a very much Big Ten team where Dante Moore has been great against bad teams. Against good teams, he's been middling at best. And I think that's, if you look around, look at Ohio State when they won a title. Look at Michigan when they won a title. Look at the best Big Ten teams that have been great over the last couple of years that have gone on to the college football playoff. They have been able to run the ball and play just lights out defense.
Mm-hmm. And make a pass when you need to.
Yeah.
Like Will Howard was phenomenal in the playoff.
J.J. McCarthy, when he needed to,
made a play.
But what did they do? They beat the hell out of teams physically and ran the ball. I mean, they're running the ball 40 times a game. And that's what Oregon did. They ran the ball 40 bleeping times.
Couldn't I argue, though, that that's what Dante Moore did on Saturday?
That's what I'm saying.
He made the throw when he needed to.
But outside of that, in the games against teams that are not the... You know, Montana States of the world, the Rutgers of the world, he has not been good.
I kind of wish we didn't have the Heisman chatter around Dante Moore or the number one overall draft
pick. It would change the narrative around
him. It really would. If we didn't have those conversations, and not just us, I'm talking the collective. If we didn't have the conversation, I mean, we did have the conversation, so we are included in that, of him being a Heisman candidate or a number one overall pick in the NFL. I think we would look very, very differently
because
at Dante Moore.
I think
we would speak very highly of him instead of keep asking this question of, is he any good? Because I can't wrap my brain around if it's a conservative Will Stein offense, you know, in these big games, or if it's we're not ready to unleash Dante. I
think there's option three.
It's the question I've been asking myself every week.
I think it's option three, which you didn't mention there. They know who he is right now.
Yeah.
And it's not about unleashing him or being conservative. It's, hey, we know what he is right now. He's prone to make a mistake or two. While he has NFL arm talent, we've seen him make throws.
Mm-hmm.
We've also seen him when his guys wide open, underthrow or overthrow some guys.
Yeah.
Now, and wide receivers have made, like, Sadiq has made some incredible catches. Benson has made some incredible catches. DeCorian Moore has made some great catches.
Gary Bryant Jr.
Now, the throw that he made at Gary Bryant Jr. against Penn State, dart. I mean, that's the thing, is that you see the NFL talent, the arm.
The ball he threw to McClellan that he dropped.
Yeah.
Was a great ball.
Great. That's on McClellan. But more often than not, I shouldn't say more often than not, the consistency of that arm talent appearing is fleeting. And I think that's the question. And if we didn't have the expectation of he's a Heisman quarterback, he's the number one overall quarterback in the draft, he would be a guy that, remember when we saw him at UCLA before sitting out a year, he threw a lot of picks. He made a lot of bad decisions. And now that UCLA team wasn't any good and he was very young, it's not that he hasn't matured and he can't grow and all those things. I'm not saying he's a bad quarterback. I'm just saying he hasn't lived up to that, which shapes the narrative around that, oh, he's not any good. He's good.
He's very good. I think we would be sitting here going, man, Dante's the quarterback this team needs.
And next year when he comes back, he's going to be great. Yep.
This is the quarterback that this Oregon team needs. We're not quite sure what they were going to be at the beginning of the year. He doesn't make mistakes.
Also,
sure, he threw a pick, but it was in the first quarter, better than the fourth quarter. Boy, I'm so happy Dante Moore is our quarterback.
And then right now,
we're saying the opposite.
Flip that game around. Let's say he completes that pass early in the game, and it's not a pick, but the pass that he completes in the fourth quarter when he's driving, it gets tipped and gets bad up in the air.
Ooh,
it's a pick.
Way different.
The narrative
way
around
different.
That is
Dante cost him the game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And overrated, and Oregon plummets in the poll. Dude, if that would have happened, Oregon goes from 6 to 16.
And it's dumb.
And it is dumb.
It's dumb.
That's dude, we've realized these polls are stupid. But that's
the AP correction. Oregon going into Iowa in that crappy weather against that team that beats the hell out of you, winning that game, doing exactly what we said. Can they go in there and play it? Because that's the thing is, it wasn't just can Oregon win this game. It's can they play that style and look comfortable doing it?
Because
they looked comfortable doing it.
If they just started slinging the rock around and blew out Iowa by playing their game, I might be less impressed.
You'd be like,
cool.
You did the thing that you do. It's kind of it's how I feel about Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't been tested.
No.
You can point to the Texas game. Yeah, I'm not going there. Oregon doing that was impressive.
Mm-hmm, sure was.
Because it looked like they found their identity. Now, I was a little bit surprised that it was Noah and not Davidson.
Me too.
I was a little surprised that it went that way, especially in that weather. I thought, you know, the 240-pound running back might be the guy, but Whittington had it going.
Mm-hmm.
So credit to them for finding that adjustment and going down that path. But yeah, I thought Oregon acquitted themselves well and looked comfortable doing it. And that was the question I had. And I think their identity is they are a defense first, ball control, run the ball team.
Mistake free.
When it matters.
Mm-hmm.
They are not a team that when they get into this game that says, Dante, go win us the game.
They say, well, everyone will win this game.
It's the collective.
We'll talk with Tyson Alger on Wednesday. Get his thoughts on this game and then look ahead to the Minnesota game on Friday, Friday Night Lights. Last thing I will say on this is I'm going to call it right now. I think Oregon beats SC, and I think you Ducks out there will be hosting a college football playoff game against the Fighting Irish.
I love it because every time you put something out in the air, it never happens.
It's because the world doesn't want my great ideas.
No,
the world's not
is?
Big enough for my great ideas.
Just can't handle it?
They can't handle it, dude. Mm-hmm. Notre Dame at Autzen would be unbelievable.
Look, a home game at Autzen in the playoff would be dope. I'd 100% be like, hey,
night game. Do it on the Friday.
We're the home of the Ducks. I'm going to need a ticket down there.
Make it the Friday at 6. Yeah, we get done with this show and drive
we carpool down there. Yeah, I'd be all about
that. I would go to that game. I might even wear a green sweatshirt.
I would not.
Which green would it be?
I can tell you right now, I would be rooting for the sweet meteor of death.
When you're in the stands, you're like, yes! It's coming! I'm going to die!
Arms out!
All of you!
Suck it, Notre Dame!
Touchdown, Jesus! All right, we come back. We'll stay in the Big Ten. Indiana squeaks by win at Penn State. How good is Indiana? And does that Penn State win for Oregon make it look a little better? We'll stay in college football. 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
503-864-6326. Come hang out with us. Stay a while. Take off your sweatshirt. Take off your jacket. Do yard work in the rain like Danny Meringue and Dan Lanning. And Dan the IT guy, for all I know.
Yep.
Maybe he does yard work in the rain with
no
with
rain
a
jacket.
Cotton sweatshirt on.
Meanwhile,
you should Belichick it, dude. Cut off sleeves on a sweatshirt. I'm a little warm,
yeah,
but breathe.
You know what? Yeah, that's the thing is I don't like being like restrictive.
Yeah,
that's the thing is I don't like that. Like I said, I tried to play golf this weekend. I went to go warm up on the range and I had a hoodie on. And first like couple balls that I hit, I'm like, absolutely not. Like I even put on like one of my bigger, like looser, like allow me to move hoodies. It was a non-starter. Wanted no part of it. Hard pass.
I want to read some of these texts here. College quarterbacks have had bad games this year. Very few stand out as being truly great.
Yes.
And I think that is just, in the case of Dante Moore, that is just something we have to keep in the back of our minds that, like, nobody is really going out there and pasting.
But also,
if you're winning games, that's all that matters. And he's really not turning the ball over.
No, I'm not lowering the bar.
Yeah.
I'm not lowering the bar. The bar is the bar. Just because everybody else isn't as good either, no.
That's a fair point. I might look at it differently, but I see where you're coming
from. It's a down class. That's what it is. It's a down class.
Now, but I still expect more from my quarterback is what you're saying.
Yes. And not
Dante specifically, but just quarterbacks across the board.
Like, if one of these guys, two of these guys, five of these guys go in the NFL and pop, fine, I'll be wrong. But looking at this quarterback class, as a Raiders fan, I'm sitting here going, no. I've said it a million times. If the Raiders are going to take a quarterback, take it in the second round and let it be Darian Mensah.
Man, you love Mensah.
I do. Like, I would rather take the best player on the board.
This other text really, I think, sums it up in a perfect way. Crazy how Oregon's wins against Penn State and Iowa aren't seen as good, but Indiana's wins against the same are seen as good and gritty wins. And that's a fact. And I think it's because America has fallen in love with Kurt Cignetti and has fallen in love with what IU has done to turn that program around. Because I was never somebody, I know you've asked Tyson Alger this, who joins us on Wednesdays, and you believe this, and a lot of people think that Penn State game, it looks less and less of a big win as the year progresses because of how disastrous their season has turned out. I don't live in that world. I think that win at that time was huge. I live in the Josh Pate world of that in that frame of reference, in that moment, that was a big win because Indiana went into Penn State yesterday and should have lost that game.
100%.
Penn State was the better team. I watched that game and was like glued to it.
I don't think that was a good win for Indiana. I think it was, thank God you got one.
Yeah.
Thank God you got one. And look, I said it when Indiana beat Iowa 20-15, and I saw a lot of Duck. I almost guarantee that somebody who texted that in is a Duck fan. I saw a lot of you Duck fans just quack, 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 quack about Indiana barely beat Iowa. And I'm sitting there going, Iowa's a lot better than you think they are. They're a tough team.
They are.
That's what they are. We talked about it in the break. There is a real chance that Iowa finishes the season with 6, maybe 7 wins because their schedule is brutal.
And that is bullshit.
And they are
that is absolute
they
bullsh.
Are a good team.
They are a very, very
and
good
I'm giving
team.
Oregon all the credit for that
sure.
win.
Oregon was the better team. They were the better team on Saturday from start to finish, in my opinion.
You won 18-16.
My only knock is I just thought Iowa had more like
juice.
Yeah, they wanted it more to where Oregon was just like
they're just better.
Hold the line. We got this. And that goes. That's Dan Lanning.
I'm not taking a single thing away from Oregon in that win. That's a good win.
Yeah,
that's a good win. That for Indiana though, that Penn State game. That's the only game they've been tested this year.
Mm.
I don't think Oregon tested them.
I don't know how I feel. I don't know that answer because it was a close. It was a tie ball game in the fourth quarter. I know. I'm with you. Indiana was the better team.
That's what it was.
But it was a tie ball game. That's still a test in the sense like. This team is not playing well, and you're still in it. Can you put your foot on the throat? And they did.
To me,
that counts as a test for me.
That's fine. But the Penn State game tested them because Indiana played like crap, and Penn State played to probably the best version they can play to.
Mendoza was rough on
he was,
Saturday.
Until
he wasn't.
He wasn't.
Until they needed him.
But for Mendoza, that's the only time he's done that this year.
It's probably the only time he's needed to, you know, because he wasn't great against Iowa either.
No. But it's one of those things where, again, the bar is the bar. Whereas, like, Mendoza being the number one overall pick, the number one quarterback, I'm like, I'm good. I'm not my Huckleberry.
Yeah.
He's good. Very good college quarterback. Might even be great. Not a guy that I'm interested in the next level. That's totally fine.
I don't think there's a single quarterback in college football right now I'm interested in the next level.
Right?
Yeah. Not at this point.
No. And when I say, like,
I think there are people that have the option, that have the idea. That could be, but I don't think they're there
yet. That's why I'm like, if you're an NFL team, I would rather take a shot at a guy like Mensah in the second round.
Yeah, I'm going to take an offensive lineman.
I'm taking a tackle. I'm taking a corner. I'm taking whatever, like, you know, piece that matters most. Find the Brock Bowers. Whoever the best player on the board is, if I'm an NFL evaluator, that's who I'm taking.
That's one of the greatest catches I've seen in my entire life
Holy
in college football. Is it not?
Crap.
If you haven't seen the catch made at the end of the game, what's the kid's name?
Omar Cooper Jr.
Cooper Jr. Yeah. Thank you, Cooper. I knew it was a C somewhere. The athleticism and awareness he had on that
mid-air.
Catch is unbelievable. When you watch it real time, it goes so fast.
It's an instant toe tap, and he shifts his feet because one's going to go out of bounds, so he lifts it and taps the outside. The inside foot is going to go out of bounds, so he tucks the other foot behind and drags it. And again, it's not a catch in the NFL, but in college...
And I don't know,
baby.
I don't know if I've ever said this in my entire life, but shout out the ref who was right there,
locked in on it,
right there, and made the call. And he was correct.
Didn't
because at first, when I first saw the replay, I was like, he didn't get it. He's out of bounds.
Points and goes, throws it up.
Yep.
I was like, wow.
Because that first foot hits his right foot. He lifts up at the last second because it's going down. I'm like, dude, that guy's out of bounds. Yep. They lost this game.
Taps that left.
But he lifts
and you're like,
it, and the left goes, and I went, holy S, he got it. He got it. That might be the win that sparks Indiana, you know? They look back at this season. If they say they go on to win a natty, which they very much can, that could be the game.
That's an insane thing to say.
What?
Indiana could win a national title.
Who?
Name me
a team right now you have more confidence in winning than Indiana.
None.
I don't. It's not Ohio State.
No.
It's not A&M. A&M's been... Look, A&M's a really, really good team. A&M is a really, really good football team.
I'm going to throw the Oregon argument at you.
They've had the easiest SEC schedule of anybody.
Sure, but they've also played some tough teams in early in the season. Oregon was tested, but not ever punched in the face last year, 13-0. When they got to Ohio State, they got nuked.
Yep.
I wonder if that's what happens to Indiana. Because the only time they have been tested, like where you're like, oh, they're going to lose this game, is Penn State.
Yeah.
Whereas Oregon, they Indiana punched them in the mouth. Iowa punched them in the mouth. Penn State gave them all they could handle. Oregon has been tested this year. And it's like Ohio State last year. Ohio State loses to Michigan. Ohio State loses to Oregon. And everybody at Ohio State got worked up about it. Ryan Day needs to be fired, all these kind of things. But Ohio State righted the ship and knew what they needed to do. They kind of, this is corny, but like they were the phoenix from the ashes.
Mm-hmm.
They were kind of, you know, reborn in that sense of like, we know what we need to do, how we need to do it, the way we need to do it. And then they went and executed. Whereas Indiana, if they, I don't want to say it's better to take a loss, but I think it might be better to take a loss.
Yeah. And they might take that loss in the Big Ten title game. And if the College Football Committee does what they say, they'll still have a bye. They won't punish them for losing that.
If they go to the Big Ten title game and they take on Ohio State, which I think they almost have to at this point.
Unless Ohio State loses to Michigan.
And even then, yeah, well, yeah.
Because I don't know where the tiebreaker goes. Yeah, would Oregon go in if they went out?
I don't know what the tiebreakers are. I think it might be.
Because we got three teams that aren't playing each other.
I don't know if it's points or if it's differential.
Because Indiana and Oregon both don't have. Now, Indiana would go if they beat, you know, because they.
They're undefeated and they'll go, yeah. It would come down to.
It just hurt my brain there for a second.
Yeah, I don't know what the tiebreaker is for a Big Ten title game. But let's say Indiana loses a close game to Ohio State.
They should still have a bye.
Right?
It'll be them and whoever wins the SEC
and
Ohio State, yeah. And Notre Dame, of course.
They better not get a bye.
Two losses. Did you see Dennis Sutton for Penn State in this game? The man got a sack.
Oh, yeah.
On Mendoza, and I thought he was going to, like, use his power to raise the earth from the ground and then smash it.
Mm-hmm.
The dude looked like a bona fide psychopath.
I mean, he is.
Like,
that's a day one NFL game.
I was very, very scared watching that game. I was like, that's a bad, bad
Penn State played the best version of them that they could possibly play through.
They really did. And they showed, and that's why, like, that's actually why I think I give Oregon a ton of credit for that win against Penn State because they broke them. That team is loaded roster wise. And it got James Franklin fired and it broke their spirits because they were supposed to win that game. They're supposed to win a natty.
Mm hmm.
And that's why.
Number two team in the time.
And they showed it yesterday against Indiana. Like, that was their Super Bowl.
I
heard a lot of garbage like, this was Oregon's Super Bowl against Iowa. Get out of here.
No,
Oregon's
got
so much more to play for than that. But that was Penn State's.
Mm-hmm.
After losing to Oregon and it completely derailing their season, getting S'd all over by UCLA and Northwestern and then Ohio State, Indiana came to town. And halfway through that game, they looked at it and they said, you know what? We have a chance. We have a chance. Let's do this, guys.
Boys, this morning they had what's the name from Penn State, the former offensive lineman on.
I didn't catch it.
Tingwall, I think his name, Len Tingwall. But there was something in there that I thought he mentioned that was really kind of poignant. Penn State's not playing for anything this year.
Nope.
And yet they had the chance if they went with the ball late, where if they pick up two first downs, the game's over.
Yep.
And then they got super passive.
Yep.
You have nothing to play for this year. Why the hell did you get passive?
I have no idea.
That was a weird one to me of like.
Yeah, it almost felt.
Go!
It almost felt like you had one loss and you were scared to have a second loss.
Like, if you're that team, fine. Yeah. But, like, if you're not playing for anything, you were playing with house money.
Danny.
You can go upset Indiana. Go do it.
They haven't won a conference game. Okay.
Yeah, that's tough.
It's not bad. It's them and Purdue.
Yeah.
Because Wisconsin's got a conference win.
Oh, God, right,
because
they knocked off UW.
Yeah, dude. You literally don't have anything to play for.
Literally.
Literally. Literally. Boy, Indiana's fun. Chinny chin chin.
Mm-hmm.
Chinny chin chin.
Yeah, Oregon should have nothing taken away from their win over Iowa. Absolutely not.
No.
It was a great win.
No, it's the best win of the weekend.
Yeah, it was a great win.
By far the best win of the weekend.
Well, Indiana.
But Indiana should have won that game.
Oh, no, I should say the best win in the sense of how it closed.
Oh,
walk-off kick, great.
Oh, best
unbelievable
game.
Catch in the back of the end zone at the end of the game.
Best game.
That's better.
Best game of the weekend was Indiana Penn State.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
Best
about
win,
that.
Yes, Iowa. Yes.
But the best win is Oregon beating Iowa. All right, let's slide in some NFL. It's Monday Night Football. Two juggernauts in the NFC. God, who needs this one more? We'll do that next. 105.1 The Fan. There is the big Kahuna with sports.
That's that Hawaiian burger joint.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Close your arguments. Coming up next, send you on your way. Thanks for joining us on a Monday. Great little show so far. Thanks for hanging with us. We're having a good time today. The band is back together. Ready to rock and roll. Let's slide over to the NFL, my friends. Tonight, we got a doozy on our hands. The reigning Super Bowl champions versus my prediction of Super Bowl champions, the Green Bay Packers.
Explain to me how the Packers are favored.
It's Lambeau.
Is Philadelphia a warm weather team?
No. But, I mean, Philly is not the all-beater team we think they are.
No, but, like, If this was Tampa Bay, Miami, New Orleans, insert Texas team here, insert California team here, going to Lambeau in November, I'd be like, sure. Green Bay has shown nothing to make me believe that they should be a favorite in this game.
Did they not lose to Carolina Panthers
last week?
Who just lost to the Saints. You want to play transitive property here? Saints, better than the Packers.
And remind me, is Kraft their best target?
Is
he out for the season?
He is out for the season and maybe a little bit of next
year. Did they replace somebody in there that's going to take off that burden?
I don't think so, no.
And I love Josh Jacobs. Good running back. But Christian Watson, not doing it for me, dog.
Yeah.
And I love Luke Musgrave, but Musgrave is not a guy. He's not Kraft.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's because Philly's shown some vulnerability. And so what is Green Bay factored?
It's one.
What are they favored?
They're
by?
only by 1.5.
Yeah, that's 3 points for your home field. But Philly is favored in a neutral site by 2.5.
I don't know, man. This feels like the Seattle Rams, the Seahawks Rams, them being the best in the NFC and not feeling right. You know what I mean? Like it's like we went through it. It's like, well, the Lions are probably the better team because we looked at both the Rams and the Seahawks and who they played and who they've been successful against.
Don't you try to change my mind about my Seahawks, all right? Go Hawks.
Again, somebody texted in, like, you know, those are games that the Seahawks have lost in the past. I think the Seahawks are good. Hell, they might be really good. Are they great?
Yeah, that is fair.
Like, are the Eagles great?
I don't know that.
I don't know, but
are the Packers great?
No.
They are good.
Yes.
But they are not great.
But I'm going to give Philly the benefit of the doubt because
what
are they coming off of?
And the roster.
And what did they just do at the trade deadline?
Yeah.
Did they add three dudes to that defense in the trade deadline? Yeah, they did. So, yeah, I'm sitting there going, Green Bay favored?
But I think to some of the texters and YouTube's point of like Philly's offense being a little tough, that's probably why. But I mean, it's not like the Packers are world
Packers
beater.
Scored 13 against the Panthers.
I think the Packers got to win this game. Look, the NFC East is so wide open, or it's like, I don't mean wide open. I meant like Philly is going to run laps around the NFC East right now. Dable just got fired. Shoddy doesn't know what he's doing in Dallas, and
the Commanders are
broken.
So this is Green Bay's wins this season. Okay, they beat the Lions opening week 27-13. That's where we're like, oh, Aaron Glenn, Ben Johnson
in an ass beat down
27-13,
and that's Patrick going Super Bowl.
Yep.
Told you.
Then they come out and they beat the Commanders 27-18. They lose to the Browns 13-10. They tie with the Cowboys, which throw that game out.
The Browns and the Cowboys are two of the worst teams in football.
You beat the Bengals 27-18. You beat the Cardinals 27-23. You beat the Steelers.
Man, you're in a lot of close games against some bad teams.
You beat the Steelers 35-25, and you lose to the Panthers 16-13. Like, that's not a team that I'm looking at and going, yeah, dog. Yeah.
Right.
That's that. Yeah.
Like, let's ride.
That's a lot of, what the hell is this?
That's why I think they need the win. Because
if you're talking about who needs this win more, it's Green Bay by a landslide.
And I think they just need to find some sort of chemistry. Like, look, you can sit here and bitch about Kraft not being around, but the reality is he's not around. Get over it. Move on. You know?
Next man up. What's our favorite word on the show?
Identity.
What's the identity of the Green Bay Packers?
No idea. I don't have an idea.
It's not Jordan Love.
And it should be Jordan Love. It's not Matt LaFleur.
No.
Because this Wiz Kid thing, it's not as bad as McDaniel in
Miami.
But I'm starting to want, like, I was told LaFleur is an offensive genius.
But
I like Jordan Love a lot. I like him probably more than a lot of Packer fans like him. But I'm not seeing it from LaFleur on the offensive side of the football.
But also on the flip side.
And honestly, Philly misses Kellen Moore.
They do. But for Green Bay, if you're putting their weapons offensively up against the other good teams in the NFL and
doesn't
the NFC,
stack up.
It's not even close.
Dude, they're bad teams that have better weapons.
Yes, I do want to give the Packers more credit in that regard. Like, Gutekunst has not done a great job surrounding.
Didn't they take two wide receivers in the draft?
Yeah, and what's his name?
Golden?
Golden and Florida State kid, right?
They haven't been great.
Why am I talking? Malika. God dang it, it's totally killing me.
I don't have it up, and I'm not going to know that answer.
Why can I not think of his name right now? He's
the first time they drafted a wide receiver in the NFL, or in the first round, because they haven't done that in ever.
Yeah, Rodgers is sitting there going, what the hell?
Even Brett Favre is like, what the hell? And they're like, yo, guys.
The first round pick.
You had wide receivers.
The first round pick was Golden.
Yes, that's what I thought. Yeah. Golden was the first round pick.
Who's the other guy?
But either way, like, you've invested in this, and it's not paying off. And the best player, your best offensive weapon, you know, is a tight end.
And he gone.
Run the football. See if you can't get that going. Yeah, it'll be fun tonight, though.
Will it?
I got breaking news, Danny. I have breaking news for you. I bought an antenna.
Look at you. Well, you had to because we're both YouTube TV subscribers. So you gave in to watch it tonight, huh?
I have an antenna. But my Fox doesn't come through very well.
Well, you just,
all my other stations
you just,
come through.
You only use it for that station.
Yeah, I'm only using it for ABC.
Yeah. Because you use it for Blazers games if you want to, if you don't want to stream.
Yeah, and I might. I might. But I finally broke down, and that's how I will watch
it. It's a road game, so I'll be at K2, and so I have, like, thankfully I have the luxury of an internal quad box.
Yeah.
We've got a routing thing in there. I can just put up whatever I want to on the screen. So we'll probably, actually, we have a couple monitors in there. I'll probably have the NFL game off to the right and then Blazers on the center screen. So, you know, I'll keep an eye on this game. I just have a reeling suspicion this is going to be a stupid game and one team's going to beat the crap out of the other.
You know what? I hope we don't talk about this game tomorrow. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
I hope that this is like a game where one team comes out. Well, I don't know, man. If Green Bay came out and asserted dominance and beat Philly by 14,
two scores? Yeah.
We're going to have to talk about this game tomorrow.
One way or the other thing we're going to, but I have no reason to really believe this or like have a belief in this in the sense. that Philadelphia does this, but I think Philly comes out here and just dog walks.
I think so too. I'd love to pick the Packers as I have them winning the Super Bowl.
And somebody save me. Thank you. Savion Williams from TCU. You're driving me nuts. Thank you.
Yeah, that's why I just kind of say, you know what? I'm an idiot. I don't know. I'll let the street police figure it out.
My ability to remember names and where guys are from is shot.
I told you, I'm getting dumber too.
It's just so frustrating.
All right, when we come back, we'll call it a day. Closing arguments is next.
The firm of Harris and Marang is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
Which means it's time for the closing arguments. Brought to you by Leskin Law. One day divorce mediation. Peace treaties, not war plans. Visit LeskinLaw.com for more information.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth.
105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll finish up here with closing arguments and then send you on your way. Coming up on tomorrow's show, we'll have to probably get into the future of the New York Football Giants as Brian Daboll has been relieved of duties. We've got a great web gem for you tomorrow as well. The SEC creating some separation, I believe, in their top-tier teams, and we'll know that for sure this coming weekend. And maybe a little NFL MVP talk as I'm watching the replay of Sunday Night Football last night. Justin Herbert, can he enter the chat? So a great show for you guys tomorrow. But I wanted to circle back around on something, Danny. We were talking about this in Web Gems last hour. If you missed any of it, you can go grab that, the Fan Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, and the Odyssey app. And when it comes time for the Olympics to come back around, how much coverage we will give it. Look, we will probably have a lot of live Olympics during this show.
That's the great thing about this time slot. And
even the Sunrise guys, they're going to get live sports.
They're going to get hammered with it. Every 4 years, as long as it's not in the U.S., they get it. But, yeah, no, time difference, 11 hours?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's right. Is 11 hours?
No, I think it's less than that. I think it's less than that. But anyway, I'm excited. It kind of got me thinking about like pulling the curtain back a little bit on how we do our jobs. And I'm talking to you listeners right now when I say that is like, what do you want out of that? You know, like we know what we can do. Like we can do whatever we want in theory.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious from a listener perspective, would you want that? Look, the Olympics only come around every 4 years.
You kidding me? I'm going to give a live play-by-play of Skeleton.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, he's dead.
You know, I'm kind of curious with the World Cup as well. Like the World Cup next summer.
Care.
Yeah, but I think there is a part of it that they do care.
If the U.S. is playing, sure. Outside of that, they don't care.
Well, I'm going to hammer some World Cup chatter next summer.
Yeah.
Dude, it's going to be in June. What else are we going to talk about?
NBA draft.
For 3 hours?
Buddy.
Oh, God, I hate you. God, I hate this show. I'm really excited. I've never, mostly because, you know, with me doing this show pretty recently, you know, you've been here longer than I have. I mean, I had the stupid little baseball show once a week, but now that we do it every day, it's kind of in a different spot. I'm curious how to approach it. Like, I'm kind of excited about it. How we discuss Olympics.
Well,
we're definitely going to pretend we're experts on a bunch of sports.
Oh, you kidding me?
Absolutely nothing about.
Here, you know what I'm really excited for?
I can't believe he didn't give one extra scrub on the curling.
I was just
going to
say curling. That is not.
What an idiot.
North Dakota Curling Club. Shout out Grand Forks. I had a blast out there learning about that game. I have such a, like, when it's on, I am locked in. Mm-hmm. Sweep! 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 Oh, dude, I love it.
You know, the guy steering the bobsled should have turned at a fraction of a second sooner.
Brake man, yeah. You blew it there, man.
You blew it, dude.
You didn't carry enough speed out of turn four. What are you doing?
We're all going to be experts about sports.
That is one of my favorite things about the Olympics, is like becoming an expert on a niche sport. Remember,
but also,
what are we going to get? What's the local sport this year? What's the host sport going to be?
In Milan?
Yeah. Because obviously in the Summer Olympics, we had breakdancing, which gave us, what was her name? Oh, God. What was that woman's name that embarrassed the entire nation?
Rhea, the Australian.
Ray Gunn.
Yeah.
Ray Gunn. Yeah. Interpretive dance. Get out of here.
Ski mountaineering will make its Olympic debut at the 2026 Games.
They climb to the top and then ski down?
I don't know. I don't know what ski mountaineering is. I have to Google now. Milan is going to host events like figure skating, speed skating, short track, and ice hockey. Cortina d'Ampezzo will host women's alpine skiing, curling, bobsled, skeleton, and luge.
Guess what ski mountaineering is actually, the cool kids call it?
What?
Skimo.
Skimo?
Skimo. That sounds like a bad drug.
That does
sound It says it's a sport that combines uphill, which that sounds weird, uphill and downhill skiing on a single course requiring both mountaineering and skiing skills. Athletes use specialized skis with climbing skins to ascend the mountain and then transition to downhill skiing for the descent. This can involve climbing, hiking with skis on foot, and using other mountaineering equipment like ropes and ice axes for steep or technical sections.
Someone's going to die.
Whew. You have my attention. I am now going to Google this.
Which is the sport that people probably claim to have the most authority on? Because I'll say a sneaky one, man. It's the most controversial sport of any Olympic. Figure skating.
Oh, God, yes.
Every person in the world is like, I don't know. She didn't quite land
that triple axel. She didn't get that back leg all the way out. Little bobble.
Damn Russian judge.
Right?
I thought the outfit and the song just didn't quite match each other, and I would ding her points for that one.
She's got a little loose on the triple lutz.
Yeah, I feel like everybody knows about figure skating, and we all don't know anything.
Nobody knows.
I'm curious how the announcers build up to this.
Also, when they spin that fast, I'm always like, I would puke violently.
I know. I look away for a second or like look down at the ground.
I'm just like, because like when they spin, they go fast, man. I'm just like, how does that happen? Don't know the physics on that one. That one terrifies me. But also we get hockey too.
We get hockey.
Olympic hockey is legit.
Olympic hockey is super legit.
We had the Four Nations and that got
Four Nations hot. Was spicy.
If you don't think that that's going to carry over to the Olympics, you're out of your mind.
I know. And it's during the season. Hopefully the NHL does what they did last time.
They'll do the break.
They do the break
now?
Yeah,
they do the break.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that was needed.
Yes.
It's what pisses me off with the MLS and their scheduling. It's like,
hey, the rest of the world, they take breaks. MLS? Yeah. Nah.
Oh, if you didn't get called up to a World Cup roster, yeah, you're still playing.
Wait, what?
Yeah, during the World Cup. It's the dumbest thing in the world. I think there is traction, though, that they are going to move that, and that would make me excited.
The simple things.
I'm here for the Olympics. Other locations include Val di Fiemme, Anterselva, Bormio, and Livigno.
Those are our locations?
They host additional sports.
Okay.
Yeah. February 6th.
Little Bormio action?
Through the 22nd.
A little Livigno action?
Yeah.
I like it.
We have Peacock, so we'll be able to watch it, right? Don't they do it? Is Bob Costas going? Mike Tirico?
The whole crew.
Ooh. The whole crew?
Oh, they'll get taken off NBA.
I was thinking about that the other day, actually. I was like, Mike Tirico will be pulled from NBA.
Terrible.
They'll just grab like Ian Eagle for him. Or Noah Eagle, you know. They'll just go get one of the Eagles. They're available.
Look, again.
You know what, Ian?
Tirico, Costas, not my guys.
You know what, Ian?
Great at the job's not my Huckleberry.
You're not going to call the Brooklyn Nets job today, okay?
We need you on the main desk.
We need you on the main desk. You are in Oklahoma City against the Nuggets.
Oh, that'll be so terrible. Yeah. Oh, I just hate to have like Noah and Ian just doing every game.
Oh, shucks.
Love those guys.
I did love talking to Noah and asking him about basketball and how excited he
was. We got a peekout game coming up. I should probably reach out.
Oh, yeah.
If he's calling.
Oh, yeah. If he's calling, reach out.
I'll take a look.
I'd love to hear his thoughts on the Blazers this year.
Yeah, no. I mean, they both know ball, but no one knows ball.
Yeah. Closing arguments brought to you by Less Skin Law. Visit lessskinlaw.com for more information. Less Skin Law's one-day divorce mediation, peace treaties, not war plans. That's going to do it for us. Thanks for hanging out with us for the day. Like I said, we'll get into it tomorrow. We'll have some college football leftovers, some NFL leftovers, Blazers tonight at 4 against the Magic, and a free consultation tomorrow at 12:15. We'll see you then. For Danny Meringue, that's Jeff Rust. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.